Ride Time Live, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. I feel honored with everything that you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I am honored to have you on here as night as well tonight. Let me go over here and check on Facebook. Okay, good. Y'all can hear me good. Okay, now can you hear her is the question. Let me know if all of you guys can hear her. Hey, Papa, he said loud and clear at the farm. All right, let me check on here. Oh, y'all can hear her. Okay, very good. Okay, ma'am. First question is how long have you been in practice?
I have been in practice now, I'm gonna say 16 years.
Wow, that's a long time. What side of the United States are you on? You don't have to say like what state, but like, are you on the east, north, south, where?
Oh, I don't mind saying which state. I'm in Ohio.
Oh, you're in Ohio. That's where I went to
I'm in
Bible
Ohio.
college. Okay. All right. Now, Ohio, you got me going now.
I know. I visit the dental school I went to is the city of your Bible college. So I
Wow.
visited there several times.
So
And
you know,
I graduated in 04. So I was like, oh, she was down there around when I was in school.
my mouth is to the floor. That is amazing. Yes.
But
Oh,
that church is huge,
it
so.
is. It really is huge. Yes. It was a blessing to my family. Me and my boys, we all went there. Okay, now, so you're from Ohio, which is a very red state right now. It used to be blue, but can turned over to red. Okay, so my questions may go around, but let's go back to when all of this started in 2020. Now, the way that the White House, come across, how was you notified about the restrictions of your office, the code?
Just with me, the Lord waking me up, I was watching this back when it started in China. But the main way that I was noticed to close with the Ohio Dental Association, they sent out an email.
Oh.
And they stated that everybody had to immediately shut down. And that was on that Friday, March 13th, 2020. So at first,
Wow.
people were nervous. And I told my staff, I said, well, I'm still going to work, but if you guys are scared, you don't have to work. So a couple weren't going to, but then when everyone got the email at the same time, I said, well, I have to shut down. So
Yeah.
that's when we shut down after that.
Right. Okay, so you did you say that the Lord had given you a dream or you woke up or whatever?
Well, no, the Lord began to teach me about all this stuff and end times.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yes.
That's been since 2008.
Okay.
So I've kind of been the crazy lady for a long time, but now people are waking up to it like, oh, now I'm seeing stuff you've been talking about. So,
Wow. Well, now I know you know how I feel about this, but when they see that you're an educated woman and then you start talking like this, they think that you have went off your lid. Yeah, so I feel you, the persecution you must have went through all these years and whatnot. You know, so now are you married, single, what?
I'm married with two kids.
Aw, are they younger, older?
We're married 15 years and my kids are 14 and 12.
Aw, well.
So they're still fun.
Yes. Yes. Now, going back, okay, let's go back to 2000, 2020. Now, whenever they put the restriction in about the mask with you as a dentist, did that kind of cause you to pause about the health effects of wearing a mask with the teeth?
Yeah, being a dentist, we have to wear a mask. I mean, the idea of like saliva or something touching your face, because when you clean teeth, or in my situation, that's just totally disgusting. I'll have to shut everything down and scrub my face. So that part didn't bother us too bad.
Yeah.
But when they were trying to say you have to wear an N95, I purchased them. We all put them on and tried them on. I was like, there is absolutely no way I can wear this thing and work. You just can't breathe with when you put it on properly. You cannot breathe with that on. So we had it in the office. If health officials would come in, but we still stuck with our standard level 3 mask. Because the other thing with masks, they come in different levels. Oh. You have level 1, level 2, and 3. So when they came out with it and told the public about it, I was actually kind of frustrated because they didn't do a good education on what kind of mask would be most effective. But technically none of the masks are effective unless you get like a big respiratory mask because of how small the COVID particle is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is that they, at one point they were telling them to wear 2 masks.
Yeah.
One right on top of another.
I think that was part of the fear campaign. Yeah. Get them as scared as possible. So then when they roll out with the vaccine, they'll run and get it.
Right.
But the science and the common, I'm not going to say the common sense, but the science behind it doesn't support it. Even in dentistry, it doesn't support it because it's a standard. It's a flu. It's a severe acute respiratory flu per Dr. Fauci's own research.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. I'm in an interview. I gotta go. Wheat store. All right, bye-bye. I'm so sorry. That was the plumber going to the house. So going back to the mask, though, is we have heard reports about how they are causing people to lose their teeth. People like I had an employee one time, and she had wore that mask for a year straight. And then she come in, she had lost about all her teeth. So can you talk to us about that?
The thing when you wear a mask that long, you're constantly breathing back in your own hot air. And you're breathing in air that is supposed to leave your body.
Right,
it's
right.
It's as if you have on a diaper and you're constantly not getting rid of the waste in your body that's supposed to leave. So when you have that mask on and you're constantly breathing in that hot air, and not getting any fresh air, you're going to get dry mouth. And dry mouth will also lead to severe cavities, severe breakdown.
Wow.
It's just not good. So what we tend to tell our patients was, when you're in a big group of people, if you feel you need it, wear it. But other than that, take it off. Especially if you're fresh air is by far the best. But to have that constrained environment, that was producing increased bacteria. And again, the dry mouth is very, very bad. Even with like cancer patients and things of that nature, it caused severe decay. You need your saliva. You need the moist environment.
Right. Well, also, other effects from it is the acne on their face. Real bad. But it has to be from like the carbon monoxide they're breathing back in or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even all the bacteria and things that you're supposed to get out when you breathe out, you have that mask on, you're breathing it back in.
Yeah.
For instance, like if you have pneumonia or a cold, you don't want to have a mask on your face. And your body's trying to get rid of it. Right. And then you're constantly breathing it right back in. You're just going to make matters worse. Thinking you're helping yourself, but it's making it worse.
Yes, I got you. Okay, now let's move on to something else. I've got a list of questions. Okay. I'm so honored, I'm telling you, to have you on here. Okay. Let's see. How has it been within your professional industry with other dentists discussing the V? Like, are you aware of the big picture of what they're doing?
I have not discussed a lot with others because I know most of them have taken the shot.
Mm.
So once I hear that they've taken the shot, I kind of just shut down.
I bet.
Because they're not going to listen to nothing that I have to say.
Yeah.
And when it first came out, and even when they rolled out the shot, a lot of your dentists and hygienists, it was a big topic. And some were even saying, if you don't get it, they shouldn't be allowed to practice. There was pressure in dental schools, at practices, and everything. The fear campaign was ridiculous. And so many were going through with it. So whenever I talked to a colleague, and as soon as they let me know they got the shot, I just left it alone because they're not going to listen to what I have to say.
Yeah.
And so just to keep respect and peace, I just would leave it alone.
Right. I understand that. But mm-hmm. in your office, did the CDC ever try to force everyone to take the V?
They did not. It stayed voluntary. But in my own office, we're a small group of ladies. Back in October 2019, no, I'm going to say about, no, let me see. The vaccine came out in 2021. So like October 2020, when Trump was talking about the Operation Warp Speed, I let them know at that time that I am not getting it. They're free to get it. I did tell my staff, if you do get the shot, I'm going to make you wear a mask. Because I don't know the side effects and you're not going to infect me with it.
Wow.
So I let them know up front that I was not getting it. And if the state would mandate it, they would have to find another job.
Wow.
But come December, when we had to renew our license, it was not mandatory. So we've all been able to still work. And also none of my staff has gotten a shot either. So that's been a blessing. Yeah.
Wow.
But I did tell them, I said, you're going to have to wear an N95 because I don't know what's in it and you're not going to make me sick.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that all of us that are the non-Vers is what we call us. It's almost like we're in an island of our own. Because
absolutely.
I think I'm going to do the news whenever I get finished here tonight. And the CDC just made another announcement today. I mean, they're coming after the non-Vers. And they're,
absolutely.
Yes, and they're relentless about it. And they're increasing the mask. That's why I wanted to ask you about that. They're increasing mm-hmm. those again. Okay, so what about the relationship of your patients? This, to me, that would have to be weird when you're dealing with the saliva. Because you don't know who had it and who had it.
No, actually we do. Because with Ohio, the dental standard is they have to fill out a COVID form. We typed up a form like, have you been near anybody? Have you been out the country?
Wow.
Have you gotten your COVID shot? So every person who comes in and fills out this form, we already know.
Wow.
And especially in 2021, they wanted us to take temperatures and it was a whole check-in process before we could even see them.
But so what would you do that would be different than your other patients?
Technically, we don't do anything. In dentistry, you are taught universal precautions.
Mm-hmm.
So what in our office, what we still do, we wear a mask. And then on top of a mask, we have a face shield.
Okay.
And then also within the office, I have air purifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got cleaner that like kills everything. Like when we spray it, everybody's coughing because it's just that potent.
Yeah.
But that was something that I put into place when the flu season was real bad the year before. And so like the flu in our area was real bad. Even schools were shutting down. And so I was like, I'm not catching the flu, you guys. We have to take added precautions so none of us get sick.
Oh, my goodness.
So we just kept those same universal precautions.
Yeah.
And so with us being in dentistry and you're taught what's called personal protective equipment or the PPE.
Yeah, yeah.
When they came out with COVID, I know with my staff, we was like, it's just a flu. We deal with worse stuff. We deal with blood. What if someone has AIDS or hepatitis or TB or, you know, so I don't want AIDS or, you know, versus catching the flu, but that's still just part of the fear campaign. But we wear a mask and a face shield and air purifiers. And then the other thing also, I always tell all my patients and my staff, I'm a dentist, not a medical doctor. I do not work on sick people. So if they have any kind of symptoms or they're sick, or they've been around people who are sick, we reschedule them.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest factor with that is if a person's sick, we're not touching them. You're not coming in. Yeah. Cause they're breathing right in our face. So.
Well, the audience is asking when they give you that information, you know, about who took it and what they've done, does the CDC require you to submit it back to them?
No, it's just, you just have it in your office in case somebody from the health department walks in and says, are you keeping documentation? Then you show them the documentation and then that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. No one outside is requesting the information. Okay, it's just in-house.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, what about, we talked about this before about the testing.
Mm-hmm.
I put a survey up and I said, you know, is there people out there that believe that the V and the testing is the same? Like, do you consider yourself that if you took the test that it'd be the same as taking the V? So I'd love to hear your answer.
So I would say if you take the test, you are putting yourself at risk of a high probability of getting the V. Because the way it seems from what I've seen is it's multiple tests, kind of like the accumulation.
Yes, yes.
But some people who get one or two tests, they end up just dog sick. I had one patient, I even had to pull his chart up and I talked with my staff. He got tested and he was in the hospital for 5 months. To the point when he came back to the office, he said he had a stroke, organs were shutting down, colostomy bag. But that was back in 2020. It was 2020 and part of 2021 when the COVID was new and they didn't know how to treat it.
Yes.
And the main purpose when the COVID first came out was to get as many people sick and dead to scare people to take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So he fell in that category. But he told us specifically, he said, I didn't feel bad. But after I took that test, he said when he got back home, he was dizzy. Next thing he knows, he was in the hospital.
Wow.
We had another patient. Her daughter works at a nursing home. And in the nursing homes, they test them twice a week. She said her daughter kept doing the testing because she didn't want the vaccine. And she has constant migraines. Constant migraines. And we've had a couple other people tell us as well, they felt fine, but once they took the test, they felt sick. So I just advise people, I wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been other reports of people saying that it could have the graphene oxide on it.
Yes.
Yeah, and things of that nature. Personally, I've never taken it. I'm never going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tested it for myself. But just from the word of mouth and the things I've seen, I'm not touching it. And on top of that, I do believe the Holy Spirit told me not to do it.
Yeah,
not to do it. So I'm not having nothing to do. I don't recommend it unless you're in a medical situation and you absolutely need it to get medical treatment. But other than that, for recreational things, even for your job, write up a letter, petition it. Just say, I don't feel safe with it. There's not enough research for it. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about your husband and your children? Like, is your husband on the same wavelength with you? And since we're anonymous, people won't know who you are, but it's very interesting because There's some people out there that they're that is polar opposite.
We're not polar opposites. He's more, if he hears me, I'll just deal with it later. But he's more like, I would call him a little bit of maybe like a doubting Thomas. He needs a little bit more proof.
I got you. Like,
okay, I see where you're at.
Yeah.
But he understands where I'm at with it. He doesn't fight me or anything of that nature. He's only had the test a couple times because he actually had COVID and he was in the hospital on the intubator for 2 months. And then my kids are homeschooled, so they are not getting, and I've already kind of drilled it in them, you don't get tested and you don't get a shot. So as far as our personal household, it's not an issue.
Yeah.
And he's on the same page.
Let me ask you this about, what about 5 Genesis? You know, I call it 5 Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Where your office is, does that, how has that affected, has that changed your, since they come out with that, has it changed your atmosphere of your office or anything?
No, because it's not activated in the small town I'm in.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We can see towers up. But when you get your cell phone, nothing reads 5 Genesis.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not activated. So yeah. I'm looking at the infrastructure, yes. And I show my family. And
yes. My husband's like, oh, I'm so proud.
It's crazy.
I am so proud.
Yeah, it's not fully activated. But my staff and my family and people who ask me, yeah. They all know. But they're putting up the LED lights everywhere. The towers, you can see them.
Yes.
Putting the fiber optics and all that stuff in there, but it's not fully active. It's not activated yet.
Right. Well, how long have you been following me?
Oh, wow. Okay. I was following you before you had the interview with Ben and the Ben News. It was before
yes.
You know, a high interview with them.
Oh, okay. So on the farm?
I want to say on the farm. I was following you back when you were coming to the realization of who Trump was.
Because
I like how you would read the documents.
What my husband says. That's what he loves about it. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, she's reading. And then you actually got the documents. So with my lifestyle and my area of work, I'm not going to get no White House documents, or I'm not going to be able to go through all that. So with the work you put in, that's when I started following you and joined on Patreon and all that good stuff. Aww. So it's been quite a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being there with me all this time.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad to see that I've been able to help your family, like understanding the big picture of what's happening at the White House and the characters mm-hmm. involved and all the politics. Okay, now let's move on to the next question. What about your patients? Like, I'm sure you have relationships with a lot of them, and they come in and they ask you, like, how have you been free to talk about how you believe or what?
It's a full spectrum.
Okay.
So I have some patients, especially my sheriffs, and the people living on farms, they're not touching it with a wooden stick. I have 2 sheriffs who are not, and the one, he even invited my family to come with him on his farm with his family.
Wow.
He was like, we're not getting it. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting it either.
Praise God.
Yeah. Then I have a couple medical doctors. They did get it. Mm-hmm. And so I just warn my staff. I say, when they come in and say, so all of you guys shot and boosted. So we just tell them, like, we're doing good. We're good.
Yeah.
We're fine. I don't say we didn't get it or we got it, because that is just open a can of beans.
That is smart.
We're doing good. Everybody's healthy. We're all fine.
Right.
Healthy and we're good. And we leave it at that.
That is smart.
I think I've had 2 patients who have actually asked us, and we told them no, and they left the office. But I was like, that's fine. You can go ahead and Have a good one.
Well, they're saying online that if you've got a sheriff like that, they want to move to your town.
I'm at a small red area in Ohio, in Ohio.
I gotcha.
And I think our town, I looked it up, we're about 64% are vaxxed and the other aren't. But wow. And it's to a point now that those who are not, they're like, I'm absolutely not getting it. And they're all like preppers. So they'll come in and be like, how's your preps? You need anything? We're also kind of near some Amish and Mennonite people too. So yes. They're like, you need anything? So those who haven't gotten it, we kind of, they'll come in encouraging to keep your preps up, keep watching. And then the ones we know who got the shot, we just don't say anything whatsoever about it.
Yeah. That is how it is. I know. I've done that report about the 'cause you said you're kind of in the rural area. I did the report about the USDA coming in the rural areas trying to convince everybody to up on their technology. Have you had that case where you've had the government or some other people trying to contact you to give you money to, you know, increase your technology?
No, not right now.
No. Okay.
No. Gotcha. I haven't seen or heard that here. I'm thinking they're going to probably go for places where the numbers are even worse.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm thinking they might start like Mississippi, Alabama.
Yeah.
They might hit those places worse because our numbers are still a bit above those. Yeah. So, and then the area I'm at, I'm kind of in town of the small town.
Yeah.
So it's still a lot of people who still took it.
Yeah.
Especially in the black community.
What about shedding?
Okay.
Because that's a very real thing.
The research I did with shedding is, and stuff that I even observed, I would try not to be in close vicinity of them for longer than 15, 20 minutes. Now, like I said, in the dental office, we wear a mask and a face shield.
Yeah.
And we're constantly sanitizing the air with the air purifiers. So, yeah. And then on top of that, prayer and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest thing that I think the Lord has just kept us, because none of us have been really majorly ill or anything like that. We've all been blessed through the whole process.
Wow.
And I only took off 2 weeks. When they shut the whole thing down in March, my staff contacted me and they were like, we're bored. Can we please come back to work? So we started back to work
seeing
emergencies after 2 weeks. And we've been fine. So I think the biggest thing is keeping a little bit of a distance. And even Dr. McCullen, I think that's his name, he even said he's seeing this getting passed through like kissing or intercourse, real close encounter, parents kissing their kids or something. It has to be like fluid to fluid.
Really?
That's what he's thinking. But however, I still think it's close encounters, because when my husband got COVID, he was not around anybody else except for his friend who was recently vaccinated.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's the only person you was around.
Yeah.
I was like, I know you don't want to hear what I have to say, but my husband's a truck driver.
All right.
So he's not around anybody.
Yeah.
He's driving trucks and he comes home. So during the time when he got sick, the main person he was around was his coworker.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was freshly vaccinated, maybe about 4 weeks into it.
Yeah.
And I believe they said that they shed from 5 to 8 weeks when they get the vaccine.
Yeah.
And that's the only person he was around. And he caught the COVID, and on top of COVID, 3 pneumonias, and had to go to the hospital and get intubated. Yeah. So with the shedding, I do still keep a distance with people.
Well, since your husband is a truck driver, I've got to ask you, has he ever told you about the truck stop profits?
No.
What?
He tries not to stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he tries not to stop. If he does, he might do like the loves or something like that, and then he's back in the truck and going. He's not going to he's going to turn and burn. He's not going to stop and talk to anybody. So he hasn't told me nothing about that. I'll have to ask.
Well, has he told you anything that has been weird over the past few years from this, you know, on the road?
No, nothing. No.
Well, you remember all the truckers, you know, they had the big deal with the truckers and they, you know, did he say
like with the diesel?
Yeah.
Now he works for FedEx. He's not a private operator.
Okay, gotcha.
So
okay.
He's kind of exempt from all that other stuff. Yes. I think probably like the big thing with FedEx right now is they're starting to do furloughs. They're about to start laying off truck drivers. So that's something to think about with the economy.
Yes. Well, I know you've only got a few minutes left.
I still have a little more time because my husband, like tonight, he got called off because his freight got canceled. So that frees me up. I have more time.
Are we not blessed or what? I would like for you to talk to us about, you know, with your community, your life up there in Ohio, you know, is different than everybody else that lives in different states or whatever.
Right.
So talk to us in Ohio language, you know, like what would you say to the rest of the country about what you see and whether it's a warning or something for them to think about? What would you say?
In Ohio language, my biggest thing would be for everyone to have the Holy Spirit.
Excellent.
And if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because you are going to need discernment. Up here in the town I live in, a lot of what you would call like your mayor, your pastors, they all got the shot. Even the health center here, I had one of the employees contact me and she was like, Dr. Emerson, oh, I said my name, we're good. She's like, Dr. A, we're they're trying to force everyone to get the vaccine or they're going to fire us, which they did. So she filed her exemption paper. And even the local pastors, they shut her down. Because it's kind of like in the small town, they're all in it together.
Oh, no.
Those who have chosen to take it, they're all, you need it no matter what. So the reason I would say the Holy Spirit would be to give you that discernment and that wisdom so you can guide out of the radar.
Yeah.
And also not be fooled by their words and not be fooled by little carrots they might even offer you. Mm-hmm. Because then the Holy Spirit will just guide you like, you don't need that. I provide your needs.
Yes.
Or don't go there. I'm not there. You know, little things like that. The Lord would just guide me and let me know. Because even like some churches in this area, the pastor with the congregation went with them all and got the shot.
Oh, yes. No.
When my husband was in the hospital, I got ostracized. I got yelled at. You have to get tested. Your kids have to get tested. I was like, I'm not doing it. And then they would tell me, you need to get the shot today. It'll save your life. And so to hear all that on top of being told that he might not make it, it was just a big trying time.
But through
the Holy Spirit, I was able to make it through.
Who are you saying wouldn't make it?
They were saying my husband wasn't going to make it. They gave him a 20% chance of survival.
What? When was this?
All right, I'm quiet and stuff. I did email you for prayer, but we never really talked and stuff before, but you did talk. This was back in August. He got admitted August 23rd. It was last year, August.
Okay.
And he was in there till October. So when he got into the hospital, he had COVID. And on top of that, he had 3 pneumonias.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they had to treat all the pneumonia. So he was on the intubator for a whole month. And it wasn't until about 3 weeks out that the head ICU doctor told me, like, well, I finally feel comfortable to tell you that I think he's going to be okay. But then they went on to tell me it'll be about 6 months to a year before he gets back to normal. Well, when he went to rehab, they told me he would be in rehab 3 to 6 months. But God told me otherwise. He was in there for 10 days and he walked out no oxygen, no walker or anything like that. So
I'm in tears over here. It's beautiful.
Yeah. The biggest thing from that was the Lord showed me that I am God. I don't care what the doctors say or what man says, it's what I say.
Yes.
And then the other thing too, when I had to go into the hospital on the COVID floor, the Holy Spirit told me, he said, you don't fear COVID. He said, COVID fears you.
Oh,
he said, greater is you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yes.
And he gave me the scripture, Philippians chapter 2, where it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
That's right. Amen.
Yep. And it says in heaven and in earth. And he said, it doesn't say every human knee. He says it's every knee, every pestilence, plague, disease, demon. He said, even the air and the water, everything is subject to me.
I'm about to run around this place. So
he said, when you go in there, you have all of heaven in you. You don't fear nothing. And he told me, you say what I tell you to say. You do not say what the doctors tell you to say. Because the doctors kept telling me death, but the Lord kept telling me he's going to walk out.
Wow.
And everything the Lord told me would happen.
Wow.
Yeah. So the biggest thing I would say is to have the Holy Spirit, because here in this town, it's a small town. And now I keep to myself because they'll ostracize you. They'll be like, well, you need the shot. You got to go today and get it. And then when I wasn't getting my kids didn't get tested at all during that time. I didn't get tested at all during that time. I even had family members. You have to get tested. It's going to be negative.
Man.
I said, no, I am not doing it. I know what God told me. I am not doing it. I am not participating in this system at all. I'm just not doing it. And I kept telling people, the Lord will heal him. You're going to see God heal him. And everyone would say, every doctor's appointment we went to afterwards, they all said, you are a miracle. You're a miracle. Because he had no side effects.
Well, you know that I have heard horror stories about non-Vers that go in the hospital and what they do to them. Where the way that they do that remdesivir, did they do that to him?
They did not do that, because by the time he got in there, his enzymes and stuff were so high, they felt if they put it on there, it would automatically just shut down his kidneys. So when I took him in there, like, your pulse op is supposed to be like 98 to 100.
Yeah.
His was reading like 78.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're too low. We have to go in there. So by the time we got him in there, there was like, he's really bad. And I just kept praying, and they wanted to put him on the intubator. And I was like, there's no other way. And I brought in research paperwork and everything. And that's when they told me that the guidelines they follow, they're given by the CDC. And
yes,
I was
telling
them about the ivermectin and the hydrochloroquine. And they said, if we do that, we have to call poison control and we have to get approval to do this. So that it wasn't even an option. Yes. Yes. For them to get their funding, they have to follow CDC guidelines or they're going to get shut down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bride, I see y'all are asking questions. Boy, they got all kinds of questions.
It's okay. We can go. I'll try to help.
Okay. Thank you, sis. All right. Listen, guys, I posted a Q&A platform. Y'all can list your questions in there. And she says she will be happy to answer your questions. First question I saw was, what do you know about, how did he word that? Something about the feelings in the mouth.
I thought that would come up to get the metal fillings or the white fillings.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the metal fillings, the technical term is amalgam, and it has a little bit of mercury in it.
Yeah, that's what they said, mercury fillings.
Yes, and that is where the controversy comes from, is getting the mercury in your body.
Okay.
Some people get the mercury and have no reaction. I have mercury fillings in my mouth from the 80s. I hate dental work. I'm not taking them out. If I feel like I'm about to drop dead or getting a headache, then I'll get the needle and I have them drill them out. But they've been fine. I'm not touching them.
Okay.
However, nowadays, there are excellent restorations that do not use mercury. So you just let your dentist know, I do not want the mercury. And they can put, I call it a white filling, because everyone understands a white filling.
Yes, yeah.
But the technical term is resin or zirconium. Okay. And they'll put in the resin or the composite filling, or if you need a crown or something like mm-hmm. that, they'll use the zirconia. Majority of people who get the mercury, for one, a lot of insurance companies will not pay for a white filling in your back teeth. What? So if you want a white filling, they're more expensive, and a lot of times you're going to have to pay out of pocket.
Wow.
Especially your Medicaid insurances, because I do take a lot of Medicaid, but they will not pay for the white. So that's something to think about. And they're more expensive. That's to think about if you don't want that type of restoration in there. Yeah. But the silver fillings do have some mercury content in them. I've also looked through some of the packet inserts of the ingredients. I haven't seen anything with like graphene oxide or anything like that in there. I haven't seen any of the materials in that we're using to have any big medical changes to freak out like, oh, they're going to put the graphene in my teeth.
That's good. That's something else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because when you order the product, every single product you get, it has an insert. And it tells you the ingredients, the interactions, adverse side effects. So even if you go to the dentist and you tell them what material they're putting in, you can ask for the insert. It's called the MSDS book. We have to keep all that stuff on file. That's more stuff that the health department will come in and check, and you can get the insert to see what material it is they're putting in your mouth.
Wow, I didn't know mm-hmm. that.
Oh yeah, that's you. That's easy.
Well, what I think a lot of people that are afraid of the beast because of everything that happened, they don't want to go to the dentist and they don't want to go to the doctor. So how can we? Is it safe for us to go to the dentist? And what should we do as a precaution if we did need to go? Or what would you say?
Okay. I would still say go get a cleaning. At least stay up on your hygiene, even if it's just once a year. You could request like a pumice or something like that to clean your teeth. Because some people have like gum disease.
Yes.
And so if you don't go to the dentist, within a year or two, you're going to start to notice all your teeth are feeling loose because you have so much bone loss because you've neglected getting your teeth clean. And even when you go to the dentist, just let them know. Say, with everything going on with COVID, I'm hesitant. Can you let me know what items you're going to be using in my mouth? And they should be able to let you know that. That's just part of protocol.
What is a pumice? What is that?
Pumice is like... it's just like a fine sand. And so it's the toothpaste they use when they polish your teeth at the end.
Yeah.
You can, different companies make them. You can get some flavored or mint, but pumice is just straight fine sand. And they can add in there, like we might add a little bit of Listerine or something like that, and then we'll clean the teeth. Or you just do the pumice in water. It has no additives in it, no color dyes or anything like that. It's just a straight, just a fine sand, which is that what they use like at the end of the cleaning to polish the teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Here's the next question. What about the swabs? Because we've heard so much about the swabs having the nanos on it and the way that it bypasses, you know, the PCR test.
The PCR test. Oh, I don't have nothing to do with that.
Right, but you don't know anything okay. about it.
No, the little bit that I've seen, like the creator of the PCR test, he even stated that he created it so that it can take a little bit of your DNA and it can multiply it. And now that we know from, what was that DNA thing they said, the 23andMe? Yes, I believe they're harvesting DNA with it to make more bioweapons. And then on top of that, if you don't need it, I mean, I don't recommend anybody get it. But I think the biggest thing is it's probably harvesting DNA and it could be contaminated. But in my dental office, I don't test at all. Right. I'm not. And it's a new dental code that we can test and we can give the vaccination. Yes, dentists now have a dental code that we can bill out to give you the vaccination.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can see dentists pushing it then if they get paid for it.
Oh yeah, they probably some might. Oh yeah, especially the ones who are pro vaccine.
Right. Okay, let's see if we have any questions here. Did y'all put any questions in there?
And no. Then I do recommend if you're to still get a filling, if your tooth breaks, just ask for the white filling. If you're really nervous, ask for the packet insert. When you go in for your first appointment, just do an exam and maybe an x-ray to see what's going on. And then ask them the materials that they'll use and get the, like I said, the package insert so that you can look and see exactly what will be going into your mouth.
Okay, that is good advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But personally, from us researching things, we haven't seen it. And several of us are animate that there's no way we're getting a shot and we're not having to do with it. Like right. We even went as far as patients come in and tell us they got it. We try to pull up our Bluetooth on our phone to see if we get a reading. So far.
That is funny. Have you done that with any of your patients to see if
Yes, we have. But in this town, the 5G is not activated. I'm wondering if that's what that's why we haven't gotten none yet.
Yeah.
I want to try the black light, but I don't know how I can word that. So I haven't done that yet.
That is funny. Hey, Cindy online is wanting to know about fluoride. What about fluoride?
My research prior to COVID, I don't recommend it. Fluoride was a tactic used back in Germany to kind of make you docile, and just so many negative effects with it.
Right.
So I don't recommend it. You can just tell your dentist, I don't want any fluoride. There's also toothpaste that you can get that doesn't have it. If you're on a big budget, you can get baking soda with peroxide. Mix it together, make a paste, brush your teeth with that.
Really?
I've had several African patients and I'm like, man, y'all's teeth is like crazy white.
Yeah, they so are.
They brush their teeth with peroxide.
Okay, how do we do it?
Just go to your store. I would say half and half. Make it so you get like a tablespoon, make you a paste, and then take that paste, put it on your toothbrush, and you can brush your teeth. Because the baking soda is going to run you like 75 cents or so. And then that big old brown bottle of peroxide is like $1.89 or $2. You have toothpaste for days.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And then you don't have the fluoride. But even in my office, I even brought in fluoride-free items. People didn't want it.
What?
They didn't want it. They in the area I'm at, they've been programmed, I need my Crest or I need my Colgate. They've had that their whole life. And I'm like, okay, I'm not. Okay.
Well, my husband just told me today, a lot of sickness comes from Crest and Colgate.
It does. Yeah.
It does?
Oh, why because is it's that? With Procter & Gamble. So, and you think about it, remember baby powder? They said women got cancer from using baby powder. So when you, take your toothpaste and read the back of it.
Okay.
It says if you swallow more than a pea size of it, it says call poison control.
What?
Absolutely. Get your tube of toothpaste. Let me grab a toothpaste. 1 second.
All right. Bride, ain't she awesome? Don't you just love her?
Okay. So here in my household, my husband still loves Crest.
Okay.
Okay, so when you come down, let's see, other information. Okay, warning, when using this product, do not use for, let's say, sensitivity for longer than 4 weeks. Let's see here. Okay, here it is right here. If more than used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, get medical help or contact a poison control center right away. It's right on the back of the toothpaste.
That is crazy.
And everyone keeps using it. And I'm like, okay, Lord, all right. I think that's part of that. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they reject the truth. It's just too hard to believe that that's not in there. But yeah, that's a little project for everybody. Get your toothpaste, read the back, and it should be right underneath keep out of reach of children or stop use and ask dentists if. And also, it's right underneath the warnings. When you see warnings, start reading that part. And you'll be like, oh, my goodness. And I've been putting this in my mouth.
I have been. My husband's been trying to help me. Well, I'm shocked at, like, everything, like shampoos and, so much contamination. And I guess most of the things that we have bought is from Procter & Gamble.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're wanting to, here's a question. Is there anything in the tooth binding? She had a flipper made. She had a dog biter, and now she's losing three teeth.
So a dog bit her, and now she's losing three teeth.
Yes.
See, I would need more information. Like when the dog bit her, did it cause trauma to the bone and it loosened the teeth up? Because any severe trauma to the bone can cause the teeth to have so much trauma that they will automatically loosen and then end up having to come out. So it just depends on the circumstance,
right,
how severe the dog attack was. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes. Here's another lady. She goes, is honey good for tooth and gum disease? She read that it's a natural peroxide.
I would probably say yes, because it's anti-inflammatory, but I would use it in moderation and probably even rinse it out. Something real good that I've seen a lot of patients use that I've told them to try out is oil pulling.
Oh, I love oil. Yes.
Yes, oil pulling. Yes. You take a tablespoon of coconut oil. Do it. They say do it once you get up in the morning.
Okay.
And then you use the oil pulling for about 15 to 20 minutes. So you put it in your mouth. You get everything ready. Maybe hum some hymns to the Lord. And then after 15 minutes or so, take a paper towel or a napkin, spit it in that, and put it in the trash. Do not put it down your sink,
right,
because once it gets cold, it's going to solidify back up. Yeah, and that helps to pull out a lot of impurities. Other countries have been doing that for centuries. I know, like, India and places like that. So the oil pulling is real good.
Yes, something I found about the oil pulling as well is my breath.
Mm-hmm.
The fresh breath and the way it just does so much.
Mm-hmm. Coconut oil is pretty amazing. You can do a whole lot with that.
Yes, you can, on so many different areas. Okay, let's see what else they have here. Do people with Lyme disease have spirochetes in the mouth? Have you ever heard of that?
I would have to look that up.
Okay. She would have to look that up.
Yeah, let me write that down. In the area I live, I haven't seen that.
Okay, here's another question. What is your recommendation for, and should you do oil pulling every day or just ever so often?
I would do it every day.
Every day, wow.
Mm-hmm. I would do it every day or at least four times a week for you to get an effect.
Now, how often do you swish it in your mouth? How long?
It's about 15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is your recommendation for children's teeth sealing or nose sealing molars?
I would recommend to seal them because the sealant material is a white resin.
Okay.
And so what happens is when you have your molars, you have what I call hills and valleys. Now, the valleys are so small that your toothbrush cannot get in there. So with your bacteria and everything can get in there real easy. And with children, unless you are meticulous and on top of it with them brushing often, they're going to have candy. They're going to go to school and get whatever they give them.
Yeah.
And so the sealant is it's a non-invasive protectant. It's, think of it like nail polish for the mouth. So they're just going to put like a little a cleaner on it, which is technically called like an acid.
Yeah.
And then they paint it on there and then they shine a blue light and then the tooth is protected. Those valleys are protected from bacteria and getting cavities.
Oh, that's very good. Well, this next lady says, I gargle with hydrogen peroxide every other day. Is that okay?
That's good.
It is good?
Mm-hmm. I would probably argue to dilute it a little bit because that stuff can get real potent. So I usually tell people about half and half.
Half and half, sis. Half water and half hydrogen peroxide.
Because it could agitate the gums if it's too potent. So if she notices any trauma or like her gums look like they're sloughing or getting irritated or something like that, I would do water with it, do the half and half.
Well, there's some people that actually would like to come and visit you. But that would be hard to do for remaining anonymous.
I know. So we'll figure it out. I know I'm in band. We will figure this out.
Okay. All yeah, right. Well, right here, now, let's say that then, because let's not say on YouTube, but okay. In band.
Band. Yeah. I'm not going to do YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. In band, we will let y'all know who she is in our band app.
Yeah. Now, a big thing with my practice, I've been working for 15 years. So the way I have it set up is like the first part of each month, I'll take about 10 new patients because I've already have so many new patients. So if we can set it up on band or something like that and people contact me directly, then I can look at the schedule and work to get them in. And then if it's the bride, if I do something like a Saturday or Sunday, I don't mind for the body of Christ. Aww. I'm not going to do it for the general public. But if it's for the body of Christ and they actually have a problem and they don't trust anywhere else going, I have no problem doing that.
Well, so. That's me. That would be me. Hey, that would be cool, y'all. We could do a dentist conference. All of us can take one weekend and go to Ohio and get our teeth done.
My staff would probably love it.
That would be awesome. They're saying that's very sweet. Okay, here's another question. How do you recommend when we talk to our loved ones, like the way my husband is trying to do me, and explain to them about the toothpaste?
Have them read the back.
Okay.
First, have them read the back. Because if they're like my husband, they're doubting Thomas. They need visual proof.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I'm not listening to what you have to say.
Yes.
So have them read the back first, because it's on all the toothpaste. And then say, so honey, I've heard from other dentists and other scientific sites. Let's try to brush our teeth with this and see how this works. And then see how they go from there. Always come at, I suggest to always come at them lovingly. Yeah. If you come at them forcefully, and that is not going to work at all. And then give them time to graduate to
That's the way I am with my husband. I'm just now to the point, we've been married, 6 months or whatever. I'm just now to the point where it's registering, because I've had to take this whole time to learn how to eat healthy.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new world.
It is.
The way you have to look at food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you want to do it lovingly and gradually. They're not going to jump on board like you are.
Yeah.
So you just keep working with them. Just keep working with them.
Okay. Here's another question. She said to tell you she does dilute that peroxide.
Okay. Good.
All right, very good. Okay, now does vinegar hurt the enamel on the teeth? She does a shot of Bragg's.
No, it does not.
Vinegar doesn't hurt?
I don't think it does. It can make the tooth a little more sensitive, but overall, I don't. A shot of Bragg's is not going to hurt your teeth, because you are not putting that on your tooth. That stuff is very potent. So just take the shot of Bragg's, and then I would say chase it with like water. Yeah. Or something like that to rinse it out. Don't let that, as acidic as it is, don't let it just sit in there. If it's sitting in there over a period of time, like pop or anything as acidic like that, that can over time bother it. But to take a shot of it, no. I would say do a shot and then chase it with water.
Okay, very good. They're wanting to know if you can explain oil pulling one more time.
Okay.
Take a tablespoon of coconut oil. Do you recommend a certain kind, like the refined?
Just organic.
Okay.
Just get organic coconut oil. You can go to Walmart, Sam's Club. You get a real big one at a nice economical price, because you can oil pull with that. You can make a mask for your face. You can cook your food with that. I make soaps with it. Coconut oil is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. We cook and everything with it.
Yeah. So you'll take like I recommend a tablespoon.
Okay.
Take a tablespoon of the coconut oil, put the whole thing in your mouth. It's going to feel real thick at first, but the warm environment of your mouth is going to loosen up.
It does, yes.
And then you just swish it around like mouthwash. You just swish and swish and swish. And then after about the 15 minutes, get a paper towel or a napkin, take it and wipe it out your mouth and then put it in the trash can. Do not put it down your sink because once it gets cold, it's going to solidify and you don't want to have all that stuff in your pipes.
Okay, here's the next one. Is there anything for people that have sensitive teeth that they can take to help their teeth that's natural?
That's natural. I hate to say I have not found that. The only thing that I found that has helped with sensitive teeth, because mine are sensitive, in all honesty, has been Sensodyne.
Okay, Sensodyne.
And that stuff is expensive. It's like $6 or $7. But I talked to the rep, I talked to the company and the materials and stuff that are in it. The way that Sensodyne works, you have on certain parts of your tooth, small microtubules. And so the Sensodyne is able to clog those tubules so that cold air, sugar, it can't communicate to the nerve of the tooth.
Oh, okay.
So after you use Sensodyne about 3 or 4 weeks, you should notice a difference. But the big key, if you use a regular toothpaste, you have to like spit it back out. You don't swallow.
Don't swallow
none of it. Just rinse it and spit it back out. Something else, sometime I tell my patients with real sensitive teeth, you can take the Sensodyne like a Q-tip or your finger, rub it on the target area and let it kind of sit there overnight. I know that goes against everything that I was saying, but if you take just a little bit, rub it on that target area, within a couple weeks, you'll see that sensitivity gone. That's been the biggest thing that I've seen work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. This lady named Ruby says Amazon has some good tooth cleaning powders, even organic. Okay.
Those work good too.
Okay. Now, let's see. What about teeth whitening? Would you say that again about the, like what you said about the African?
I recommend the peroxide in water.
Okay.
The peroxide and baking soda paste.
Okay.
You can do teeth whitening. You can do it immediately in the office. You can do the gel, which is about 3 to 5 days difference, and even like the strips. The big thing with whitening is once you start, you're going to have to do that every 6 months to a year because your teeth are always going to go back to the similar shade they were before you did it.
Yeah.
And also sometimes with the tooth whitening, it makes the teeth extra sensitive.
I know. See. Oh.
Yeah. And I had Crest white strips in my office. And then I said, if I'm selling these things, let me try it out. I put them all in the trash. I said, nope. I felt like my teeth and my gums were being burnt off. I was like, I'm not selling these things. There's one company I found that hasn't hurt my teeth or my staff's teeth, but that's called Opalescence. That's special ordered by a dentist.
Okay, Opalescence. Okay.
Yeah, but the baking soda and peroxide, you'll see it. That's more natural.
Okay.
That's more natural.
All right. Yeah. Other,
the tooth whitening, it'll make your teeth sensitive.
Okay.
It'll make them sensitive. Yeah. And it's a cycle. Once you start it, it's like Botox. You're going to have to keep doing it if you want to keep that effect. So
really? I didn't know that about Botox.
Oh, Botox is about every 3-6 months.
What?
It's not permanent.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is not permanent. Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby said the challenge is keeping the coconut oil in your mouth for 15 minutes without swallowing it or spitting it out.
That's why you got to be busy. You got to find something to do to keep you busy.
Yes. Okay. What made your gums recede, Cindy? What did? The oil pulling, will it do that? Make your gums recede?
I haven't seen that. So maybe in her situation, she should cut back. The other thing, too, is if you're using a manual toothbrush, be careful with your pressure. The way I describe to people to brush their teeth.
Yes, tell us.
Yes, it's like an SOS pad to your arm. Are you going to take an SOS pad and scrub your arm real hard? No, you're going to take the skin off and cause a sore. Your toothbrush is the same way. The gums in your mouth are very fragile. They're very thin. The plaque on your teeth is soft. It is not hard. So you just need like soft circular movements and you'll get it taken out. Yeah, if you have hard buildup, that's calculus. Your toothbrush is not getting that out. Only the dental silver scrapey things can get that stuff out.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is the mechanical toothbrushes. Those work really well. And you only have to lay it up to the tooth very gently, and it does all the work.
Wow.
You can find nice ones for like $25. Yeah. You don't have to get the high end.
Yeah.
They all do the same thing. You don't have to spend all the extra money for Bluetooth and... They done came out with crazy stuff. Right. So I tend to tell people, just go to Walmart. Even Sam's Club has multiple in a pack. And you can get them cheaper. And those work too, so you don't put so much force and cause damage to your gums and make them recede. But again, just remember an SOS pad and you're cleaning your arm. Well, I can go to town and scrub that.
Well, this lady wants you to know that it was teeth whitener that made her teeth, her gums recede.
I have teeth whitener in my office, but I do not promote it. And personally, as a dentist, I have never whitened my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figure people need to come to a point that they love themselves. Something I tell my patients is perfection is an illusion. What you think is perfect, someone else is going to think is ugly. And the people you see on TV with the white teeth, they paid a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
They probably have veneers or they have a fake like mouth prop on top of it. Their teeth are not that straight and white.
Yeah.
If you take some of your celebrities and you look at their first movies to now, you'll be like, oh my goodness. Let's think here. Kind of most of them. I know like Denzel's. Tom Cruise midline. I think maybe Hugh Grant, Shamar Moore. I used to have the list. I don't have the full list now. But most of them, the white perfectly aligned, that's not reality. And they tend to pay a whole lot of money for that.
Uh-huh. Well, while you're on here, I am going to show Denzel Washington.
If you go to his early movie,
okay,
to his new ones, he has crowns in there. A lot of them do. It's just leaving me right now.
Okay, let me go over here where I can share screen. All right, we're gonna go to Denzel. All right, so let me get this graph off here. Okay, so we got Denzel right here, and you see his pretty white teeth right here. All right, so we got to look at some older pictures. Maybe they got images here.
Dr. June, I just typed in celebrity teeth changes, and they're giving you before and after pictures.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. Nicolas Cage. You just type that in. You're going to be like, holy cow.
Oh, my. Look at Nicolas Cage. Wow.
Yeah, you scroll down. George Clooney. Wow. People had diastemas or gaps. They closed those. Yeah. You just scroll on down. Oh, Tom Cruise had a mega difference.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus. Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
I know. Look how many you see. So the biggest thing is perfection is an illusion. What you think is pretty is someone else's ugly. You have to love yourself. It's your own unique way that God made you. Because then when you get to his kingdom and you're in your glorified body, what you going to do if he put those teeth in there?
That's right.
And he's going to be like, I gave you those teeth.
Yeah. Well, that also goes with our beauty, you know, our natural beauty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's part of your uniqueness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it is funny, the difference of the people.
Well, you just keep scrolling down. It's like, holy moly. But it's pretty sad. I get young kids like 13, 14, they want their teeth whitened and they want braces because that's what they're seeing on TV.
Wow, I bet that is sad. Well, how do you handle that when they come in there like that?
I usually show them the difference. If it's something real dramatic, then that's when you want to look at getting a crowns or veneers. But the price of those is about $1,200, $1,300 a tooth. So it's
Wow.
different. Yeah. So when you see people with like a full mouth makeover, they've easily spent maybe anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 to get their mouth worked over. Oh yeah, easy.
Wow.
I mean, because you think about braces alone, a case that they're making from that is about, in the small town I'm in, is 5,000. That's not big city. I can't even
Yeah.
imagine what big city would be.
Right. Wow. Well, another thing, when you think about the oil pulling, I'm going to actually go here and show them a video of oil pulling while you're talking. I won't have the audio of, but I just want to show them what it looks like, coconut oil. Let's see. Okay, I've got it on sound. The thing about it as well is, if you can do the oil pulling, doesn't that help your health as a whole?
Yes, because it gets the bacteria out of your mouth. For instance, like with some patients, if they've had like recent joint replacements or recent heart valves, they have to take an antibiotic, what we call a prophylaxis, or they have to take like antibiotics an hour before their appointment. Because when
Okay.
you get a cleaning and things of that nature, it's going to mess up the flora or the antibiotics in the bacteria in your mouth,
Yeah.
and then you swallow it. And it gets into your bloodstream by going down in the gums. So your body gets exposed to all the bacteria that is in your mouth. And that's how, like, some people might have a bad toothache or gum disease, and it can be traced to diabetes and things of that nature. So with the oil pulling, it helps to pull out that bacteria. That's why it's important to spit that out. Try not to swallow it because you're putting those contaminants right back into your
Yes,
body.
exactly. Yeah.
And so that's the same way with the mask. When you're breathing with that mask, you're just letting that stuff just grow. And that's right, they called it mask mouth.
Oh, is that what they call it?
That's what it's called, is mask mouth. And so it'll increase your cavities and decay rate and all that good stuff.
Wow. Let's look over here. Mask mouth. Mask mouth. What is mask mouth? Causes and describes a variety of oral side effects from wearing a mask for an extended time. All right, let's look at some images.
Well, that's showing I'm wearing a mask, but I haven't.
Yeah.
But basically, it's just more decay, like brown, rotten teeth.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times the gums look really red and inflamed and puffy. But you try to tell someone who's been scared to death and they're constantly wearing a mask, you got to take your mask off. So that's when I tell them, if you absolutely feel comfortable wearing it, that is your blanket, Linus. When you're around a lot of people, put your mask on. When
Yeah.
you're by yourself and in your car, absolutely take that thing off.
Well, also, this could be Google covering this up too.
Yeah,
Because,
that's very true.
yeah, Google, they don't want people to see the side effects of it. Because they do that, like with the LGBT, they'll put everything where their agenda is for the searches. Yeah. Okay, we have a few
Their
more.
fact checkers lie.
Yes, there you go. Okay, we have a few more questions if you got a few more minutes.
I got a few more minutes.
Okay, let's see. They want to thank you so much for all the info.
Oh, you are welcome.
Yes.
But I do not recommend the PCR test. The way I describe it is Russian roulette. You don't, and then why is the government giving out free tests in the first place?
Oh, guess what I'm going to have on the news tonight? Guess what I'm going to have on the news tonight?
What?
They're wanting to give every home free 4 tests per person. No, 8 tests per month free to every person.
And what they tell people, I've had several patients come in and tell me this. Well, my doctor told me to keep testing until the test positive. So I had one lady tell me, I took 4 tests and the fourth test was positive, so I have COVID. I said, honey, where's your logic? 3 is greater than 1. That tells me you don't have COVID and the last test you took was faulty. But they're not, some people just cannot comprehend it. They just eat whatever the government tells them.
Yeah.
I do not recommend taking those tests because they're going to tell you, well, keep taking it until it's positive.
That is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another thing about the test is that it says that they require doctors to give their patients test. I may have it right here. Hold on.
Yes, and I'm not participating in any of that.
Yeah.
One thing the Holy Spirit did tell me, and I believe you covered it as well. He said that COVID is the Trojan horse in the one world government. And he said, as you participate with each step, you're participating to the system. But the government's not going to do nothing lovingly to help you. There's always a side agenda with it.
Yeah. It is. I can't find it on here, but oh, no. It's right here. It's the White House paperwork I was reading. I had copied this over and was reading through this. This is what it is. It's right in here in this document in the White House. Let me see right here. This is about them ramping up their efforts. It says right here, Biden administration announces COVID-19 winter preparedness plan. So I won't go over this right now and take up your time, but I just want you to know that in here, it talks about their testing. See right here, expanding easy access to free COVID testing options for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to increase it everywhere like this. Look, this includes providing over 15,000 free community testing sites nationwide, covering over-the-counter tests for Medicare, tests under Medicare, that's what I was going to tell you, and requiring, look at this, Bribe, what a farce this is. They're going to require all health insurance plans to cover 8 free at-home tests per month per individual.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
They're going to make the health insurance companies pay for the ones doing the test. Who do we know are the ones producing the test? Mm-hmm. We just found out about Soros and Gates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's like, what a farce, man. I mean,
but when you think about it also, their vaccine initiative, it's died down. So now they have to create some other way to still try to get all that stuff in people.
Yeah,
they're going to keep coming up. And now they're trying to scare people. It's a tri-plandemic. You got to get your test.
Mm-hmm, that is what they're saying, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just be prepared for another mechanism to come for them to scare or try to implement to get their chemicals into more people.
Well, I just want to tell you this, sis, and then we'll get off here and let you get back to your family. But I want to tell everybody this. I 100% agree with her when she talks about that you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost for discernment, because the deception is going to get worse in the coming days.
Absolutely. You know? And if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, especially with all the things that I've been through, I just give all glory to the Most High and to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And if you do not ask the Lord to send someone to baptize you into the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
You need it. You need the Spirit of truth.
Yes,
you
amen.
Need him within you, that he should be your best friend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, absolutely. Sis, before we get off here, I would love for you to pray. I think I've answered most everybody's. Okay, here's a question. Should I have my son's teeth pulled for braces? He's missing some adult teeth, so orthodontist wants to pull the baby teeth.
If it's baby teeth, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, let them take the baby teeth.
Yeah, they're baby teeth.
Yeah. Oh, they said you're one of their favorite interviews.
You're welcome.
You are loved out there. They're wanting to take a road trip to Ohio.
We'll have a good time.
Yes, we will. All right, well, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for tonight, Lord. We thank you for our sister. Wow, what a story. What a story, Lord. The testing of her faith, the profession that she's in, the office staff that is with her, children that are homeschooled, husband that's a truck driver and on the road out there all the time. Lord, what a battle. And Lord, we're just so thankful that she took time out tonight from her family to come on here and talk to us and answer questions and be honest. And we just are so grateful for her doing this, Lord. And right now, as the bride of Christ, we surround our sister with love. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And Lord, we ask that as she honors you in that business, that she will be the most prosperous dentist for miles around. That she will be talked about for the prosperity that is upon her life and for keeping her business hid. We pray a dome over her business. Keep her hid. Lord, protect her staff, Lord. Give her good staff that she can trust, Lord. And we pray you give her wisdom in all her decisions having to do with the technology and all the things that are happening. Protect her, Lord, from all diseases when they come in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you so much for her family. Lord, continue to open her husband's eyes so that he can see what is going on in her children. We plead the blood of Jesus over their family. And Lord, I want to pray for the husband that had the deal last year with COVID, that you would remove any side effect. If he cannot taste or anything that's a residual effect from that, we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. No more side effects in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this family walking in health and healing, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, bless her in every way for being here, blessing us, Lord. And Lord, if you can work it out to where we can all go up there and see her, we would sure love it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just a little side note. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, sis, would you pray for all the other, I would like for you to pray for mothers that are going through this right now. Would you pray for them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Dear precious Father, we just come before you humbly, as well as grateful that you are God and you are in control.
Yes.
And Lord, none of this is out of your understanding or taking you by surprise. But I just pray, Father, for your Spirit to go forth and surround us and keep us. I pray, Holy Spirit, Father, you strengthen the ministering angels,
yes,
just to minister to others. Give mothers as well as all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Help us to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Yes.
Give us wisdom and discernment in all situations, dealing with people who are not of you, not of your family at this time, as well as those who might just give bad information. And Father, I pray for the mothers that you give them extra strength to be self-sacrificing,
yes,
to put you first in everything and not their own will.
Yes, Lord.
Help them, fill them with your Spirit of love and joy, that even on days when they feel beat down and tired, their family sees you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
See your goodness,
yes,
and they see your ways, that they bring forth salvation not only to their children, but to their spouses, nieces and nephews, those who are still able to attain salvation, that their light shines like never before. Just pray that you fill up their salt, give it extra flavor. And also, yes, Holy Spirit, that they just hear you. Become their best friend. Send forth laborers to them to give them encouragement, to build them up in you. And as well, I pray for their angels individually and collectively, Father. Yes, strengthen Lord. Them daily as we go through these battles, as they fight things in the spirit realm that we cannot see. Strengthen our angels. Allow them to minister to us and ward off things that we have no idea that is there. And I just pray that you continue to strengthen the bride. Fill yes. us with your spirits of love, joy, and peace. And most importantly, Father, just discernment, and as well as wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of confusion and anxiety and frustration. And I just loose the spirit of peace and the spirit of understanding. And we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. And we thank you and love you so much. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, sister, I thank you so much. And we'll probably be live again soon with your daughter's new project she's got going on.
Working on it. That's one good thing with homeschooling. And in Ohio, you can steer their education however you want to do it. So awesome. She's been doing photography and also making earrings. We've been making soap. Aww. So kind of different things. So, yeah.
Well, when I look at you, I see a Proverbs 31 woman.
I try. It's through Christ.
Yes, because, you know, you think about a Proverbs 31 woman is just like you. You know, it's a woman that works, but she takes care of her family. She's a tireless worker. You know, she makes sure her kids are the best of everything, all this. Mm-hmm. So, God Absolutely. Is good. I'm really honored to meet you tonight, sis.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Bride, let me see what time it is. It may be too late to do the news. Are y'all, I may do the news, but it'll be real fast. So let me get off here and I'll see you there. That was a wonderful interview. Ain't she awesome? Yes. All right, talk to y'all later. God bless.